So this apostate Israel has justified herself more than the treacherous, thou God, the unfaithful, the treacherous, the deceitful, the untrustworthy Yehuda. She has made herself to feel right. That's what she has done. That's this religious generation. That's what this apostate Israel is. She has made herself to look right. They suppose that gain is the power of Yahweh with them. Well, look at me. Look at me. I know some scripture. They think that that this is power. Not so. Not so. We need men to stand today with tenaciousness. This is a wicked and an adulterous generation. An adulteress is unfaithful. An adulterous man is unfaithful. An adulterous woman is unfaithful. We're not faithful with our time with Yah. We're not faithful with any devotion. We're not faithful in His correction. We're not faithful in His truth. We got time for Walmart, Kmart, but no time for Yah. You got time to lie and to have frivolity, but no time for prayer. You apostate Jezebel. No time for Yahweh. Hallelujah. An unfaithful man has no time for his wife. An unfaithful woman, she has no time for his wife, because if he's faithful, then there's a guilt there. I'm going to be faithful unto Yah. I'll be faithful unto you, faithful brothers and sisters. I will be a dog, Sister Horn. I may go before she goes, but I will be a dog not to be faithful to her. I know she's faithful to me. And I know she's going to stand by me. I will be a dog not to be faithful to her. I would. You see, that man died trusting me. And he had confidence that I would do things right. I will be a dog. I'd rather die. Do you all hear me? Take me now, Yah. Than for me to convey to my sister anytime that I will be unfaithful. I'd rather Yah kill me today. I say it. I'm not afraid to say it. Kill me, Yahweh. I mean it. There's nothing like a bogart man. There's nothing like that treacherous wickedness in one from the unfaithful. Every message should cut us. I said the word, I don't care if it's a hava, it should cut us. I don't care what is said of it, it should cut us. I want it to cut me. His word is sharp and powerful than a dull sword, and it too is quick. It will mend me. The same word that cuts me, it mends me. The same word that cuts me, it heals me. And I bless Yah for that. Hallelujah. The same word that show me that my unfaithfulness shows me His faithfulness. The same word that shows me my sin shows me Yahshua and the cleansing and the forgiveness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I won't take down. Jeremiah 3 and verse 20, in the same chapter, verse 20. I'm going to move quickly now. Yahweh says, surely as a wife treacherously, Bogat, depart from her husband, so have you dealt, Bogat, treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says Yahweh. As a wife departs with unfaithfulness to her husband, man, and vice versa, so has Israel dealt unfaithfully with Yah. Don't you know that Hamashiach dwells in us is the hope of our honor before Almighty Yahweh? Don't you know what we do unto a brother or sister? We do that as unto Hamashiach. Don't you know if Hamashiach dwells in one, the spirit of Yah, the Ruah of Yah, the will of Yah, the purpose of Yah, the power of Yah, and you come against that, don't you know who you're coming against? This is an unfaithful generation. It's not even faithful to Yah. It's not faithful to Yahshua. He was faithful to us. He was impaled for our sins. And He showed us and He brought to us the mighty power of Almighty Yah. That we have power to tread upon serpents and devils. Cast them out. Cast them aside. Bind them. Repudiate them. We have power to judge, to discern, to understand, to interpretate. It is the Ruah of Yah that interprets. It's not the wisdom of man. It's not the intellect of any man. Zroa that reveals. Hallelujah. For the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda has dealt very treacherously, but God, He said, against me. Jeremiah 5:11. He said, they have dealt unfaithfully against me. Did you know what you do to your brother or your true sister? Now, if a man is an adulteress or fornicator, a woman is an adulteress or fornicator, committing spiritual fornication, spiritual adultery, don't even eat with one like that. If a brother says he's a brother, Scripture says, and he commits spiritual, it has a natural connotation, also spiritual. Say, don't even eat with the man. Don't sit down and break the body of HaMashiach with that man. Don't sit down and break bread with that fool. Don't sit down with that woman and break bread. Stupid generation. I was weeping here this evening. I said, Yah, please raise up a prophet, mighty and powerful, that will terrorize this nation. Not only the nation, but the people of Yah. I want him to do that. No, don't punish you. Just raise up one like that. And strengthen his loins. It's sad. I'm going to deliver a message unto us on the Shabbat. I want to show us things in Scripture. This is a deceived world. Period. Jeremiah 9:2. Look at this now. This is the level of Yah cries. He cries unto his house. Jeremiah 9:2. He said that all that I had in the wilderness, a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people. He said, I just want some men that are wandering, wayfaring, that I may leave my people and go from them. Why? For they are some, for they are all adulterous. An assembly of treacherous, bogart men. They're unfaithful men. They have no faith in them. They're faithless, they're treacherous, they're deceitful, they're full of lies. And they bend their tongue like their bowls for what? Truth or lies? They bend their tongue for lies. Men, and it's an abomination, it's an apostate spirit. You women that bend your tongue for lies, they bend it to tell lies. They love to lie. They have no compunction with lying. They literally talk. When you talk, don't you bend your tongue? They bend their tongue to lie. To lie. When they lie, they got to always bend their tongue. Even if they say lie, you got to bend your tongue. They bend their tongue to lie. What a dog. What an unfaithful bogart. It's a dog. They're their gods. They bend their tongue to lie. Listen to this. But to be valiant, but they are not valiant for the Torah, the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil, wickedness to evil. And they do not know me, says Yah. He said, they don't know me. You find liars, they bend their tongues to lie, they're unfaithful. When a man is unfaithful with his wife, will he lie to her? When one is unfaithful, that's all they do is lie. You will know an unfaithful person because they lie, they're cutting their lies. Hallelujah. When one is bogart, they lie. When a man is done against his, come on, he's done against his jewel wrong like that, he's going to lie. Oh, no, you know I would never do that. No. And lie as well. They're unfaithful. You can't have confidence in them. You better flee from one. When you know that one is a known liar, flee from them. The spirit of hell. Because they're going to be rooted out. And because of your great association with them, you're going to do that too, because liars hang with liars. They love to lie to each other. He said, you're not even valiant. You're not even egotistic. There's no eagerness. There's no drawing in your love for truth. We ought to buy the truth and sell it not. Men today buy lies. They love to listen to lies. I was talking to two yesterday, and you can tell they both lie. Both of them were liars. And they're drawn to each other because they're liars. Because they talk. When you find someone that just talks all the time, you're dealing with a liar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you talk a lot, but I talk Scripture. That's all I talk. That's my conversation. I love Scripture. You want to talk to me? Just come talk Scripture now. I love Scripture. And I can talk Scripture all day long. All day. I don't ever get tired of that. Never. Hallelujah. That's right, Brother Yusuf. Hallelujah. Truth. They proceed from evil to evil. They become even more wicked. Quickly, Jeremiah 12:1. Yah Christ is people now. Jeremiah 12:1. Tzedakah, righteousness. Righteous are you, O Yah. What I plead with you, yet let me talk with you of your judgment. That's what I want to talk with you about, your Mizpah. Wherefore does the way... What a profound question to ask Yah. He said, wherefore does the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal bogart, unfaithful? What a question to ask Yah. He said, all those happy that are unfaithful. You know, the world look at unfaithful men today and they think they're holding it down. Or they think they're the coolest things. Because they want to express themselves as being the prima donna. What a question to ask Yahweh. That those that deal very bogart, unfaithful, very treacherous, are they all happy that deal that way? That's what he asked. Are they happy? Answer me, Yah. They're not happy. They're going to be rooted out. They're deceitful. They're liars. They're full of deceit. They're full of lies. There's nothing like unfaithfulness. In all things, be faithful. Just be faithful. It's easy to be faithful. The way of a bogart man is, a bogart woman is hard. It's hard to be unfaithful. It's easy. It's easy to be faithful. Hallelujah. Transgression. Why does it seem as though that they prosper? Do they have the advantage? No, they don't have the advantage. Seem like they make progress, they're successful, they succeed. But it's all a false illusion. It's not Yahweh. Hallelujah. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be faithful to Yah. I'll be faithful to you. I will tell you your sins. I will tell you your corruption. I will show you your vile nature. I will show you where you've fallen and where you need to come up. Be faithful to me, preacher. I will be faithful. And I will deal with you individually. I will reprove you. I will rebuke you before all. Hallelujah. And I will not apologize to, period, to any of you. I will not. Well, why should a wife apologize to an unfaithful man? No. Yisrael has been unfaithful. We better apologize to Yah for what we better do. Hallelujah. It says in Hosea chapter 5, 7. And I want to turn quickly to Habakkuk. But I want to read this quickly. Hosea 5, 7. I want to finish up quickly. Bear with me. Hosea says, he's dealing with Yisrael. He says, Hosea 5, 7, they have dealt by God, treacherously, not against me, but against Yahweh. For they have begotten strange children. Now shall a mouth devour them with their portion. What Yah says here, I'm going to raise up a power that's going to destroy their children. Has he not raised up that power in this hour? Yes. Sure he has. He's raised up every kind of humanistic form, the schools, the colleges, the institutions. They've corrupted the minds. There's no love for simplicity. There's no even love for parents. There's no love for God. There's no love for any kind of Torah. No love for any kind of discipline. He said, I'm going to raise up one that will eat up your... I'm going to raise up a mouth. I'm going to raise up a government. And give them freedom of speech and all the liberties they want. But it's going to destroy them. And that's what he has done to. He has not changed. When a man trusts, when a man is bogart, he gets Yah. When he is an unfaithful thing, he is treacherous. You can't trust one like that. And what is treacherous, they are untrustworthy. They are faithless. They are deceitful. They are full of lies. And they do not care who they damage. You cannot have confidence in an unfaithful man. A faithful man is known by the excellence and the maturity of his labor, and it is consistent, and he is persistent in that pattern. We want to call those that are evil good, and call those that are right, we call them evil. It's an evil generation. They're not tough. Believer, this is what I want to get to here. In Habakkuk 1:13, it says this. Habakkuk 1:13. He says, "You are of purer eyes than to behold evil." Yeah, your eyes are so pure to just look on evil and say it's all right. "And cannot look upon this Torah lessness, this iniquity, this defiance of Torah. Wherefore, look you upon them that deal treacherously, bogad." He said, "And behold, and hold your tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more sadika than he." Now this generation, it is a wicked generation. And what they do, they will devour, their tongues will devour those that are even more righteous than them. That is what this bogad generation, this mindset, this wicked mindset, they will actually devour those that do a more excellent work to them. A slothful, lazy cow that has no love for Yah, and you literally will speak and cause the bow of your tongue to destroy one that will do something you are not even willing to do, you Jezebel. That's what they do. And Yahweh is not going to hold his shalom any longer. And that's the truth. You don't have to buy it. I've already bought it. And I'm not selling one drop of it. Hallelujah. I pour you out the oil. But what has that to do with confidence? Now I want to close with some verses. Shaul says in 2 Corinthians 2:3. And Shaul deals with Ruah of confidence. And that is mitah. And there's one thing about confidence. It is a security. It is a trust. It is a refuge. He says in 2 Corinthians 2:3. Unto the brethren. He says. And I wrote the same to you. Lest. When I came I should have sorrows. From them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all. Does he say that? Having confidence in some? In you all. Why? That my joy may be joy of you all. He said, I want to have this confidence that there will be a great ecstasy of joy there. I want to have that. Now, if you drop down to chapter 7, he's talking with the same people, 2 Corinthians. Turn quickly to chapter 7, verse 12. He is comfort. Or he comforts them with the great news of Titus. He says in verse 12, he said, "Wherefore, though I wrote to you, I did it not for this cause that had been done the wrong." Cause for the one that had done the wrong. "Nor for his cause that suffered wrong. But that our care," look at what he says now, "but that our care for you," that our care for you in the sight of Yahweh might appear to you. He said, now that's important, that might care for you. When a man or woman does something, they care for someone, it should appear unto Yahweh in his sight that they have great care for one. And then those that understand the works of Yahweh, they will know that. You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to tell no one. You don't have to say nothing at all. "Therefore, we were comforted in your comfort." Yes. "And exceedingly the more joy, we for the joy of Titus." Why? "Because his Ruah was refreshed by you all." Titus came. He was refreshed by you. "For if I have boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed." Do you hear that? Because he had confidence in them. "I'm not ashamed. But as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so our boasting which I made before Titus is found a truthful. and his inward affection is more abundant toward you, while he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you receive him. Jezebel's this treacherous spirit will not even fear the word of Yah from a man of Yah. With fear and trembling they receive Titus. Do you hear that? Is that what he said? He said, with fear and trembling you receive him. Saul says in verse 16, I rejoice, therefore, that I have confidence in what? In what things? In all things. That's what the prophet said. He said, I have confidence of you in all things. How did he have that confidence? He saw the fruit here. The fear of Yah. When the man of Yahweh came in the midst, it was a great reverence. An elder that rules well, he's worthy. This dog generation will despise the true elders of Yah because they're unfaithful. A Jezebel, she doesn't want a man that is faithful. A man of whoredom, he doesn't want a woman that is faithful. He wants her doing her thing so he can do his thing. But Yah is faithful. And you're not going to do your thing with him, Jezebel. Hallelujah. He said, I rejoice. I have great ecstasy, therefore, that I have confidence. I have such confidence in you that I rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like a mother knowing she has confidence in her son. And she knows he's going to walk right. Come on, Sister Horn. I know that Deacon Horn is Sister Laquila's husband, man. But the mother has confidence that he's going to do right. Hallelujah. I got confidence he's going to do right. Come on, brothers and sisters. I rejoice in that. He says, I rejoice, therefore, that I have confidence in you in all things. Confidence. I know you're going to do right. Chapter 8, 2 Corinthians. Shaul says, and we have sit with them, our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligently in many things. But now, much more diligent, upon the great confidence which I have in you. Not only confidence, but great confidence. He said, we have great confidence which I have in you. Whether any do inquire of Titus, I love this part. He is my partner. That's beautiful. He's my fellow helper concerning you. Or our brother be inquired of. He said, they are the messengers of the assembly and the splendor of the honor of Hamashiach Yahshua. He said, that's who they are. They have the excellence of his character, his power. I have great confidence because your fruit has been made known. You have received him with great fear that he is a fellow laborer of the messenger Yahshua. I want to read just this last one before I close. Listen to it. It's in Philemon. I'm not going to read it all. But there's something I do want to read. I want to read a few verses first. Shaul says, Shaul, a prisoner of Yahshua, and Timotheus, our brother, unto Philemon. Look what he calls him. Our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. That's how he addresses Philemon. I want to move down. Verse 4, he said, I thank my Abba, making mention of you always in my prayer. Not sometimes, he said, always. What a faithful servant. He was faithful. He was not an unfaithful man. He said, hearing of your love and faith, which you have toward Yahshua and toward, listen to this, it says, and toward all the Kedoshims. No one has to tell him. It was such a profound honor that it was made known abroad. You don't have to talk of your love. It is an expression from the bosom of Yahshua. And it will bring forth the same fruit that Yahshua brought forth unto the Abba. He says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every tough thing which is in you, in Yahshua. He goes on to say, for perhaps he therefore departs for a season, that you should receive him forever. Not now as a servant. Do you hear that? It's in verse 16 of Philemon 1. He said, you don't see him as a servant, but above a servant. We don't know what the scripture says. You receive the man above a servant. A brother, beloved, special to me. I'm sending him. And he got something to give you. He's above a servant. That's what it says, hypocrites. Not my words. It's in the book. But how much more he is for you. Both, listen now, both in the flesh and in Yahshua as well. This generation doesn't want to see that. You say, I'm a man of color, my skin is dark. I'm a Hebrew of Israel. And there are those that when they see me because of my skin complexion, they reject that. And my words don't have much weight. A fool. He says, if you count me therefore a partner, receive him as me. No different. You receive him just like you receive me. If he hath wronged thee or owed thee aught, put that on my account. I will be my brother's keeper. I will bear his faults. If he owe you anything, let me know. I'll pay the price. Did Yorkshire do that for us? He put it on his account. He wanted them to know. He says, I, Shaul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. Albeit, I do not say it to thee how thou owest unto me, even thy own self. Besides, he said, I won't say what you owe me now. Because I've given you much. Yes, brothers, let me have joy in you, in Yahshua. He says, refresh my bowels in Hamashiach. Why? Having confidence in your obedience, I wrote unto you, Philemon, knowing that you will also do more than I say. Now, that's all right. I have confidence in your obedience, Philemon. I have great confidence that you're going to do more than what I asked you to do. What I asked you to do, you're going to go beyond that. I have confidence. I know your faithfulness. That he could write the letter. He knew that he was going to do it. He said, and now I'm refreshed. My bowels. There's a joy that flows from me because I have confidence. I don't want confidence in an unfaithful man. I want confidence in a faithful man. I don't want confidence in a bogart man. I want confidence in a faithful man. I have confidence in you, Philemon, that you will do more than I ask. You will go beyond the expectations of Shaul because you love most of all Yahweh. And the precious promise of Yahshua burns deep in you. And you love me because you know I'm a prisoner of Hamashiach. And I'm a defender of the message of Yahshua. May Yah bless you. You that are listening, may He bless you tonight. We're going along, but that's all right. I'm on a roll now. As Brother Dale says, I'm on fire now, right? So I'm ready to roll a little bit. I want to get Brother Pat and all the brothers up deacon home, but I'm on a little roll tonight. And I'm rolling somewhere, all right? The train is turning. I got some coal in the train, all right? Hallelujah. It's turning now. So I need to roll a little bit. So you brothers just forgive me? I got to roll. Told her, my brother. I need to roll a little bit, all right? And I'm going to touch all those things that are in us. Hallelujah. No, I won't. I will show you great love and caring. Hallelujah. Whether you say hallelujah, whether you say barakya, makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you. Quickly, Brother Dale, come on, brother. Bring Sister Jayla here. Come on, brother. Come on, Deacon Horn, Deacon Vinny, Elder Martin. Come on, brother. I want to put a little oil on her. I believe what Scripture says. And I felt bad that we didn't do this before I left. I believe what the Word of Yah says. Come on, Brother Patrick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where's Brother Ellen? Is he sick? Okay, Yah bless you. We want to bring this little baby here. We're going to anoint her with some oil. Hallelujah. We're going to believe the Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's what he says. She has no sins. We're going to anoint her. Hallelujah. Come on, brothers. We're going to lay hands on this child. Almighty Yah, in the precious name of Yahshua, you declared Yahshua suffer the little ones to come unto you. And so we are little ones with this little child, Jayla, tonight, our little sister, our little baby in the Emunah. We lay hands by faith. There are no sins laid to her charge.
Because you, Yahshua, has paid the price. So we pray the prayer of faith. We lay our hands in ignorance. We are just that ignorant. We believe what you say. We will not question that. We will do it. We will anoint her with oil. And we will lay hands on her. And we will trust you, Yahweh. For you declare that the healing hands or the healing of Israel, it is the bread of Israel. And so we lay hands for your healing power. That you move mightily, Yahweh. In your strength that we see it now in Yahshua's name. Not tomorrow, Yah. You said that we ask in Imuda in faith. And we ask and not in a mist. We ask and doubt not. Anything we ask in Yahshua's name. By faith it shall be done. And that name we ask it in. In the name of Yahshua. In that holy name, Yah. Your healing power. Your healing mercy flows, Yah. Ah, yes, hallelujah, 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 our healing power. Oh, yes, Yahweh, for she is healed by the stripes of Yahshua. There are no sins that the enemy or no man can make at this child's charge. She is free. She is clean. Hallelujah. Make her whole. Make her walk straight. And everything right, Yahweh. Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is so done. My faith. We will not back down. We bind every vile spirit, every demonic power, every spirit of doubt here, every prognosticator, everyone that is bogged. We plead the mercies of Yah and Yahshua. The healing blood of Yahshua flow on her. The night of Yahshua's mighty name. It is so, we believe it. And we shout the Teshua, the victory in Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, hallelujah. 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 Heal Brother Eldon, Yah, and touch his body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 We have confidence in the word of Yah. What he says. It's not what man says. It's what Yahweh says. Yahweh bless you all tonight. May he enrich you all. I'm glad to be home. I am. Had a wonderful time to visit the pastor out there. He has a wonderful ruah. I really enjoyed him. I really did. Enjoyed the fellowship with the ones that went, the young ones, a wonderful representation. I'm glad they did not respond like them. I really am. Not that they are better, but I enjoyed that. I did. It won't be my last time doing that with them. I enjoy that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The wonderful time. I enjoyed the brothers and the sisters. I really did. I had a wonderful time. They were very kind to us. Fed us wonderfully. He had an offer for me. I said, Pastor, that was a family that their house was burned down and everything. I said, give that to the family from the gathering. And he said to me, I don't want to do that. I want to put it in your hands. I said, will you please do it for us then? Give it to the family. A gift from all of us at the gathering to help them in their plight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh has blessed us much food. Yes. I told her, Yah. Hallelujah. I'm all right. I'm all right with everything he's doing. I am. I won't complain. I will not. I will not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so it was a wonderful fellowship. It really was. It really was. Even though there may be things that I didn't like, but it was still wonderful. They were very cordial. They're beautiful to us. They really were. There was a young man that sang a song. He was a Caucasian, he and his wife, in the skin color. Children of Yah.
And they had a child and they had adopted a little baby of color. He was a very beautiful young man. He was about 24, I would say. He sings so beautiful. And he sang a song. How old is the brother Jason? 22? Ah, he's such a beautiful young man. Very beautiful. And so I said to him, come here. I want you to sing that song for me. It's a beautiful song. It really is. He sings so beautiful. He plays the acoustic guitar. And when I said that to him, he grabbed my back and said, ah, for you. Yes, I'll sing that for you. And he sang so beautiful. It was such a wonderful time. Maybe one day we all can take a trip across the country. I was telling Brother Dale and have places to stop and fellowship and preach at Little Tabernacle. There was a brother that wrote me from a Little Tabernacle out in Greensboro, Kentucky. And I responded back to him. He sent me a little message. It's very short, but I told Brother Allen to put it on. But I can sense in the brother's letter, a very beautiful spirit. And he always opened up the doors. I want fellowship, brothers and sisters. I really do. But I will not compromise fellowship. Just as I have fellowship. I will not compromise to have fellowship. Truly, my fellowship is with the Abba. It is on Yeshua. And the wisdom of Yah and you, his Torah, and the power that Yeshua in you, then we have fellowship. But I will not compromise the fellowship of Yah. Come on, what a beautiful big place we have here. Empty, but that's all right. I'm not disturbed behind that. You can. I will not be disturbed. And let me tell you this, no one is going to tell me what they're going to do here. Not that. No one. I don't care if it's your grandmammy, your aunt. I don't care. To hell with them. They will not tell them what they're going to do here. That's the truth. I won't let them do that. It's going to be done Yah's way. Well, who do you think you are? I tell you what, who do you think you are? Who do you think you is? Hallelujah. There's a pastor there in Philadelphia. He calls me all the time. Maybe we'll go up there and preach in that little place. And I take the young ones with me. And we have a wonderful time. Hallelujah. Save your monies, your pennies. You brothers and sisters, your attitudes, unless you correct your attitudes, I'm not going to even deal with you, all right? You're not going to do your crazy thing here, but I'm not going to deal with it. When one has the right attitude, you will know that. It's just like a man going on a job. You will know if he got the right attitude. Is my attitude right? Sure it's right. I'll tell you the truth. Whether you like me or not, my attitude is right. Sure it is. Sure it is. I don't care who it is. Your son, your daughter, your daddy, your granddaddy. It makes me no different. I will do the righteous. I do right. Everyone, whether you like me or not, I don't care. I don't care if you don't like me. You folks, you understand that? I don't care if you don't love me or you don't like me. But it behooves you to do that. You love Yah, you love me. You say, ah, Yah. Sister Wyman told Sister Roberts when I preached on Friday morning, she just wanted to holler and jump up. Of course, the place was very quiet. And I'm a very robust man. I speak robustly. Hallelujah. I'm just intense in my preaching as I'm in anything I do. And I'm a very intense man, whether y'all believe that or not. I get very intense when I do something. I don't do anything half-heartedly. I don't do it shallow. When I do something, I'm very intense with it. I am. I want something to flow from the heart. I want that little pump to just to pump. Boom, 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 boom. So I do everything that way. So I'm not discouraged. If it's two or three of us here, nah, I preach to Sister Robert the same way I preach to you all. She thought I was a wild thing, a madman. She said, wow, can you slow down? No. I ain't not going to slow down. So that's a big bit of difference. Hallelujah. I mean, we had two men there back then, Brother Jerry and Rodney. Sister Brother Jerry would get $300-$400 a week back then. That was a lot of money. That was back then. Brother Jerry, $500. Whoa! Whoo! He was giving that back then. I want to see something mighty. I want to see the dead raised. I said, well, you were dead in trespasses and sin, and he raised you, didn't he? No, no, I want to see something great. I said, he has done something great. He has shown you great mercies, man. Went to the Church of God, whole house. I've been tempted to ask him, have you seen the dead raised yet? Have you seen the great things he wants to see? And now he's despondent, discouraged. Rodney goes to the bachelor's house. Come on, him, his wife, Linda, was working at the hospital. She had a pretty nice job there. Rodney worked for the social service. Jerry was a brick mason, and they were giving that kind of money. I'm telling you, that's the kind of money they would get back. That was back then.
I want to see something great.
He gave me a recording system. It was, come on.
Then he says to me, I didn't give you.
I said, man, look, you gave me. He said, no, Dennis, I tell you what. Come on, I'm not going to fight with you. Come on and get it. You won't have no fight with me, man. I said, I'll put it in my car. You come. I said, you won't have no problem with that. I do apologize. I thought you gave it to me. He gave it to me, but that's all right. And so they left me. Yeah, how about a few women there? I still ran things. Huh? I ain't going to have no woman preacher. I ain't getting up there. You sure? No, sir. I remember calling Sister Doc and another one. I explained to them what happened. I said, we're going to be all right. Don't worry about nothing. Then he sent old Deacon Benning. And he comes a few services and said, and all of a sudden she comes back. Where's Deacon Benning? He said, he's searching. I said, you tell the man he's found it. Search no more. He's found the gold. He's found the pot of gold. Don't go to West. Tell him I said, tell him. Sent him Will Lamar on the plate. And he said, I want to see this man that sent me some steak. Huh? Hallelujah. Celeste hears me on the radio. She's standing over there with that old knucklehead woman. Moves out of there. She tells her daddy, you got to go hear him. Come on. Come hear this preaching.
Yeah.
It was old, yeah. Well, Brother Dale comes in there. Sister Dot make him come. Every service. He's sitting in there. You ain't going to sleep here, boy. Huh? He knew because he was afraid. He was. The preacher, boy, he get on. He come in there. You ain't going to sleep here, knucklehead. Wake up. We're at the fool all night. You're going to come here. He was y'all seed all the time. He was just a wayward fool. And they had to come before the man of y'all to let him know he was a fool. Just tell him he's a fool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Yahweh had to do all that to pound his head in and give him a good butt tanning. That's right. Big Daddy Earl couldn't give him one like that. Neither could Mama. But y'all could. Y'all bless you. Bless you all that listen to me. Y'all bless. Let us stand to our feet. My. Went a little over. That's all right. Bless you all. Sister Pearson. Brother. Pastor Pearson up there. May y'all bless you all. May help you. Brother James. All you that are listening. Whoever you're listening. We do bless you all. We love you all. We told y'all for all that you've done. You that have sent the wonderful gifts this week. We bless you all. Thank you so much. Bless you. May y'all strengthen you in all things. We bless you tonight, Abba, and all those that are listening, Pastor Pearson, and all of those there. Bless them, I pray, and everyone that is listening tonight in Yahshua's name. Yah bless you all. Shalom.
Yeah. Yeah.